You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Show here on RBN. Our call-in number is 1-512-248-8252. We are taking callers. Ward mentioned the cedar chips for his garden.
Yeah.
I'm glad that works for him, but keep in mind that there's a reason that people actually use cedar, like in their closets and stuff in their homes, and it is to keep the insects and the rodents out. But you have to also keep in mind there are some insects that are helpful to your garden, not harmful. So I'm just wondering if those cedar chips are keeping out all of them, or, you know.
Well, remember, Lori, he said he was just putting them on the anthill itself, not the whole garden.
Okay. Something that popped in my head during break. Okay, we have a couple callers waiting. Let's see. We have Tom in Utah on line 9. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
There we go.
Okay.
How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Brokenhearted watching my fellow Americans, my fellow Earth travelers just being suckered or gaslighted.
Anyway, yeah, I hear you.
I'm really glad you're going down the path and referencing those things that you can survive on when Walmart shuts their doors.
Right.
And of course, I encourage people to not be as foolish as the Donner Party. Remember the Donner Party? They thought they had to survive on. They had
each
to
other.
Survive on flesh, so they ate the Indians, their guides, and of course, ultimately themselves. So we don't want to be like the Donner Party and try to survive upon the flesh of our guides. So I tell people that there's a metaphor that this fills. That is, if you want to find a way to survive in the wild or when things are tough, don't eat your guides. Follow them.
I agree.
So you follow the vegetarian animals like the rabbit, like the deer, what they will nibble on, you can also nibble on, like the bark of the tree you were referencing. And the rabbit's not going to eat any plant that's going to be toxic. So don't eat the rabbit. Follow the rabbit and let him be your guide. Plain and simple. And what's really perfect and a match with my experience in pathology is none of those foods that those vegetarian animals consume carry any diseases. So if you want to stay disease-free and survive, nourish yourself, again, follow the rabbit, follow the deer, whatever they leave behind for you, go ahead and you can nibble on that.
Right. Hey, Tom, I was thinking of a question for you this week. And it's sort of off topic, but you would know the answer to this. I was reading about the mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob or Jacob disease, however you say it. And it was an in-depth scholarly article, and it was talking about prions being able to jump from animals to plants and back again. Is that true?
No.
Okay. That's the reason I was saving the question for you.
No,
because
the rule,
I
knew, in fact,
no.
In fact, I was surprised. I thought Farron's show was live today, and I was waiting on the queue, or tried to call in, and of course nobody answered. Finally, I heard my own voice on the program, and I was explaining the fact that these disease organisms that attack you, and you are flesh, the only way those right. disease organisms survive or transmit is within flesh.
Right.
So there is no
so
disease.
I think if the deer passed it on by breeding the other deer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what did deer do? See, the deer have been making the mistake of going into the farms, into the ranches, and eating the food
right.
supplied for the livestock.
That's the connection.
I got Oprah Winfrey in trouble. I prepared Howard Lyman to go on her show, and that's when she said, made that statement, well, that fixes that. I'll never eat another hamburger. And, of course, then
right.
the livestock people went after her because I had prepared Howard Lyman to go on and talk about the mad cow.
Right.
And, in fact, the fact is the mad cow gets into the livestock as well as the deer because they're being fed recycled animal tissue. In other words,
yes, they are.
Lined up, you know, the
and that's no
cows.
Secret.
Uh-huh.
That's no secret at all. They do the same thing with chicken.
Exactly. See, and mad cow has passed through chickens as well. Passed through any animal that has been fed, recycled, or rendered. You know, the slaughterhouse waste is added to the meal to build the protein and fat input to the animal. That's a natural vegetarian, but we turn them into a carnivore.
Right.
So that's how they end up with the mad cow, the bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Okay.
So that is a fact, but you cannot transmit BSE through any plant
right.
material. It has to be through the fomite, which is fat, flesh, and fluid, or animal tissue.
Okay.
So again, if you eat what the deer eats, if you eat what the rabbit eats naturally, then you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about going cuckoo. But if you're crazy enough to be like the Donner Party, then you'll be crazy. And even God tells you that in Isaiah 66. Well, anyway, no good. I'm glad you asked that question because mad cow, we knew about mad cow back in the late 60s. I worked on that in the early 70s.
Right.
And we knew that the Alzheimer's and the, you know, dysfunction, mental dysfunction was the result of the BSE being passed to you.
Okay.
Slow processing disease. So we figured we knew about 40 or 50 years out that there would be a plague of Alzheimer's because
and
of the
is.
Infection of, uh-huh. But anyway, by the way, I've been up through the night, so I'm a little struggling with getting things out of my lips that are tired.
Hey, buddy, I went 3 days with almost no sleep. That's why I'm sitting here in the hospital. Congestive heart failure, so I know where you're coming from.
Well, thankfully, I'm not dealing with congestive heart failure, but I'm dealing with congestive lip failure.
There you go.
But anyway, I'm
okay,
really
buddy,
pleased
you got anything else for us?
Well,
the reason I'm asking is we got other callers waiting.
Right, I know, but I'm really pleased that you're going down the path of identifying those foods out there in nature that you can eat and survive. The deer don't go to Walmart. The rabbits don't go to Walmart. So you need to learn from them how to survive without Walmart.
Right.
And now is a good
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
It is in the garden, but it's in God's garden. Anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom. We really appreciate the call and the info. I hope you have a good day, sir.
By the way, I encourage people to go look at what I'm dealing with and defending this poor man. And I turned him into a vegetarian because he was bleeding in the jail. they'd been giving him overdoses of Coumadin, you know, thinning his blood. But at the same time, he's dealing with intestinal damage because he'd been a serious carnivore up until that time. I said, if I'm going to save you legally, I don't want you to die on me physically. And he's been so happy now that he's changed from a carnivore into a vegetarian. We don't want to use that word. And his intestines are healing. And his heart has been improving.
Turned into one. Not because out of choice, but because I just can't handle the meat.
Yeah,
internally.
The fats, the proteins.
What's getting me.
The pathogens come only in that. They don't come in the garden food. I've turned over a dozen cases in the court where they were accusing apple juice of causing death, or water, or, you know, or, sprouts and spinach.
Yeah.
What a joke. Anyway, follow the deer, the rabbit. And you're in good shape.
All right. Good advice, buddy.
By the way, I said, go to gassyamerica.com.
Yes, good site, folks. If you live in a mobile home, you need to visit Tom's site, gassyamerica.com. You will learn a lot, and it could save your life.
I got another death on my cases just this last week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
A couple found, they bought a trailer as their safety on the mountains. They were found dead in their trailer, trying to escape the madness of the city.
Well, you know, like the Bible says, my people shall die for lack of knowledge, or words to that effect.
All right,
Tom, we got to go, buddy. Thank you. All right, Lori, who do we have next?
Okay, we have David in California on line 11. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, morning. I'm glad that previous caller raised some of those issues, but he sure had me intrigued about that death in the trailer. I'm wondering if...
I'll tell you what it is. The vent pipes for gas, hot water heaters, and stoves are so close to the air inlet vent that people are getting poisoned with carbon monoxide. And if you go to gassyamerica.com, it'll tell you how to avoid all that.
You got to change out the pipes a different direction?
Well, actually, first you need to be aware of it, and that's what gassyamerica.com does. But all you've got to do is your exhaust pipe or your like your gas stove, put an elbow on it and route it to the other end of your trailer so it can dissipate.
Sure. Right, yeah. Yeah, or at least some directional vent sort of thing that would at least go in another direction, something, anything. Yeah. Well,
right, something.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I was interested. I was listening to Lori there talking about, you know, multiple uses of, you know, companion planting and whatnot. And I'm a big fan of George Washington Carver. And if you
remember,
he had, 600 different inventions from a soybean, and then there were another 400 that he invented out of peanuts. And, you know, legumes, that's the kind of bean they are, legumes put nitrogen back into the soil. And
yes, they do.
Yeah, what Carver was trying to do was create some reason why people would want to plant soy. And so he invented, 1,000 different things from the two plants so that they could make more money with soy and improve their soil. And so he intentionally didn't put a patent on any of the stuff. So, you know, he's got plastics. And I've been, you know, if you remember about 2 years ago, Trump did some tariffs on China, and China stopped buying soy in America. And so the price of soy went from $11 a bushel down to $7. And the soy farmers were just going crazy because they couldn't sell it anymore. And I've been calling radio shows, you know, begging people to take these inventions and, you know, save the farmers plus create cottage industries. And there's so many different things that that can be made with them, like biodegradable plastics. You know, I've been thinking one of the easiest things people could do, you know, the little grocery bags that you go, you get, you know, vegetables out of, and you use it one time and then toss it in the trash. Well, if they were
right.
made out of biodegradable plastics, you know, we wouldn't have 300 years worth of landfill clogged. And the other thing about it, too, is, you know, since so many of the soybeans are Roundup ready and they're like
right.
pesticide filled, if we got people demanding that the soy be organic, you know, if you're going to make some kind of item out of these George Washington Carver inventions, then you're not going to want Roundup in your formula. And so
no.
it would make a demand for having organic and getting rid of all that Monsanto, you know, foul use of a good plant. So, yeah, I was just wondering if it sounds like you've looked at it. And Lori, I wonder if she has as well, looked at all of the different inventions.
No, not all the different inventions. I've just looked into, like I said, the book that you're referring to that I was talking about, like The Secret Garden. They call them friendlies. We call them sister plants. In other words, these are plants that can be planted with each other. And like I said, when they're as they're growing, they actually put off the nutrients that the other plants with them need, just like they would put off, you know, like for a tomato. I'll give you an example here.
Companion.
Tomato, companion or sister plants. For tomatoes would be carrots, celery, chives, cucumbers, melon, onions, peas, peppers. Things that you wouldn't want to plant around your tomatoes would be corn, dill, fennel, potatoes, and walnuts. You know,
well, you don't want to plant anything around walnuts. Not within
like
40
said,
feet of the tree.
Right. A lot of acid in there.
But in,
yeah.
But in the process of planting the companion plants with your tomatoes, like I said, they feed off of each other. They help give each other food, which actually helps your production because it puts out more of the vegetables of that type that you're growing because they are feeding off each other, and it's less that you have to actually feed them because they're feeding off each other.
Right, right, yeah. It efficiency plus they get a better lifestyle. Yeah, yeah. Well, I it's good hearing you describe that. I've also been calling a lot of stations warning people to put in a vegetable garden this year. It looks like snowpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, our California snowpack is still not up to where it should be, so it's quite likely California will keep in drought conditions. And since California,
well, there's inflation too.
Well, that's going to come from the high food prices of
right.
Because California is going to be in a drought, we feed a lot of the world. And because of this drought, it's going to raise food prices. This last year was a bad year because of the COVID, you know, and inflation tied to it. It's
right.
going to be a very smart idea to put in a garden. So if you're talking companions, plus, you know, if you did... with the soy, I'm, you know, you may not come up with a whole bushel full of soybeans, but you may be able to come up with enough to provide organic seeds for next year or for anybody that wants.
Right.
And so if you've only got a small parcel, you could at least use some of these plants for growing organic seeds for anybody that's interested in doing a larger plot.
Well, we've also
mentioned absolutely.
In case you forgot what it's called, the Victory Garden. It's actually kind of come back right now, which people like, you know, before when we mentioned it, they're like, what is that? So I actually found a couple of good sites, and I put it on our page on Facebook, which is Rural Survival. It tells you what goes in that Victory Garden, what people used to plant back when, you know, during the war and stuff to help with the food supplies and stuff and to feed their families, of course. So Hold on to the break and we'll be back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are talking with David in California. Okay.
Hi, David. You still online?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thanks.
Okay.
Good. Where did you want to go next? Lori, do we have more callers waiting?
We have, let's see. Yeah, we have a couple more after David. So
I can wrap up.
We need to wrap it up, David. Last comment.
Yeah, one last thing. Here in California, part of the reason why we've got this looming drought is there's so much water theft in the mountains. Well, there's two reasons. Part of it is global warming is warming up the mountains so much that the snow doesn't stick up there until May or April even. About 4 years ago, all of the snow was gone by the end of January. So,
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and it's definitely true. You know, we've had plenty of rain in the last couple of weeks, but the snow, you know, it's not 10 feet of snowbank up there. It's not 15 feet or 20 feet. It's maybe five if they're lucky. And so it's probably going to be all melted by April or so. But the idea, though, that the for years, almost a century now in California, they've put canals selling all that water down to L.A. So the
right.
mountains have been the mountains have just been sapped because of those canals and gutters. And,
right.
you know, this is a little something that is going to anger a bunch of people. But personally, I like to sabotage those canals or those ditches to make sure that that water stays in that county. You know, if you think of an average raindrop of 150 years ago, yeah, it would land
yeah.
on the ground and maybe not go 20 feet. You know, some bug might drink it and a bird might drink it, whatever, and it get pooped
right.
out 40 feet away. But the idea that an average raindrop is now ending up 500 miles away within a 6 months' time is a real... I mean, this has been happening in the Rockies and the Sierras and the Cascades and almost every mountain system in the West. And, you know, it's inevitable that these areas are going to become deserts because of it. And when you see the
yeah.
fire maps, you know, last year was one of the most horrible fire seasons we've ever had. It was just incredible. And the idea that we're allowing these corporations to buy and sell the water and send it hundreds of miles away just to be used to make cheap crap, you know, the idea of taking these George Washington Carver inventions and making some products more locally is much wiser, and it saves everybody a lot of trouble.
Oh, I agree with you. All right, David, buddy, appreciate your call. Feel free to come call back next week, and we got to move on, but we appreciate
we'll
the info.
Stay safe.
All right, have a good one, buddy. All right, Lori, next caller, please, ma'am.
Yep, we have Reba Scout Red in Colorado on line 5.
Good morning.
Well, Scout Red. We're the first team for the Pentagon to guarantee survival of America with the use of force. We're not going to allow them to shut down anything, not treatment plants, not water plants, not electric plants. That's how we survive. We make sure that we move in fast and hit them hard, and they don't shut us down. And nobody puts internal checkpoints in our country. We have death rays now. We have warfighter consoles. We're going to ensure the supply of whatever you want still going on. That's how you survive. You kill the enemy. The enemy took over America. They're getting ready to shut us down. They're covering your nose and mouth. We're not going to allow that. We're going to start killing them. And that's how you survive. There's just no other way. We're not going to go out in the weeds. They have hunter killer satellites that can find you out there. They got hordes of people
oh,
that
yeah.
run out there. You're going to be intercepted. The right way is not to have this thing collapse. The right way is to make them dead. And we're going to do that, U.S. Public Law 109364, Section 1076. Got the law. We're the law in this one. And we got the force to do it. And we paid $1 trillion a year to make sure we survive. That's the plan. We're not going to go do stuff in the woods like primitives. We're going to kill the enemy. That's how we're doing it. You got shooting iron?
All right, now.
Join up.
Just for clarification.
We have centralized points. We move fast and hit hard. That's how we
all right,
survive.
Just,
don't wait for
it. Just for clarification. Who are you
well,
calling
what clarification?
The enemy?
Oh,
who are you
anyone
calling
from
the enemy?
911 system. The United Nations is going to shut down America. And they're going to force people to think they're going to survive in the weeds when they got hunter-killer satellites that can find you. There's nowhere you can hide out. They're going to contaminate anything
no.
they want, everything they want. Or you kill them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing
you
I know.
Get act- We
one
know
thing I know
doing.
Is blue helmets make wonderful targets. And thank you for
well,
your
that's
call,
not
sir.
Help
we appreciate
you.
Okay, Lori, who do we have next?
Okay. Give me just a second here. We have Pat in Texas on line 9. Good morning, Pat.
Well, after the break.
Okay. We'll get Pat right after our break.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We just now got on the line with Pat in Texas. Okay.
Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I'm going to have to go back on the archives and tape this show. But I said, I got a call. I was trying to find out how to get my friend in South America and not have to take the stupid quote-unquote vaccine. But I said, I got a call in here. the guy who's talking about the grits around your vegetables, oh, that's a good idea. I had some corn, a box of corn cornbread mix, and I put that around some because I know I got ants out there. I've seen them making little mounds, you know. And another thing, my son,
that'll swell up when it gets wet.
Right. But I won't put many. I don't want it to ruin the plants or anything. But,
well, it's cornmeal. Anyway. You can't ruin them.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you another thing, too, for the guy in California they interviewed some, I'm sorry, I've been up a long time too. They made something here in Fort Worth called Agora Soak. And, it swells okay. up like, it's like sand and it swells up huge like Jell-O. And, they use it here because, sometimes we have 2 years with no rain, whatever. But, when they plant a plant, say by the street of trees and all, they just dump a truckload, they just go along and put truckloads of this stuff in Fort Worth. And they've had it, so it's actually in diapers, but again, you know, you're going to have to say, well, I don't know, probably, I tried putting the diaper in the ground, it just come up to the top. But, what you can do is put the whole thing in water and then take a little bit of that cotton. Newborn baby diapers are real big in it. And I said, oh, I don't know if it's good on plants, but hey, what could it hurt your flowers? You know what I mean?
Right.
If you want to catch rainwater, I have found out that Raid, our other black flag even, if you get a 5-gallon bucket, I know it's unsightly, you can make it look real nice though. Put some water in there and the top on it, but take the round hole out so the mosquitoes can go in there, and you spray it,
right.
and they just they go in there and get killed, and it never goes away. It never goes away.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, because we have a bat here, and the other thing is, I don't really think we should be eating corn, even if they say non-GMO or whatever, because my experience as a lab technician working in the lab, if you wanted to isolate a colony that come off of some other regular agar or blood agar, you think it's candida, you can put it on corn. You always put it on corn. It loves corn. And I tell people, well, the way everybody's diabetic anymore caused by, you know, crud that we have to eat, you don't want to get candida, because it can be a rash on your body. There's 27 different reasons for a rash, and you sure don't want that. And they used to call that something about death rattle, you know, like in your throat. People, no, they just got candida. They don't care. They let them die. And so
yeah. We
got to look out for ourselves. And rats won't eat corn. They won't eat cornflakes. And they feed you that in the hospital. Oh, geez. It's better just not eat corn. Forget it. Make your tacos with flour tortillas. You know, I think they make wheat tortillas, but maybe, you know, whatever. I just wanted to throw that out there. And
all right.
Tom in Utah, I'll back him up too. I discovered
I'll
when
tell
I was
you, Tom's
first
a smart man.
Oh, I know it. Some 40 something years ago when I got married, we thought we'd buy an RV, you know, because we like to travel. And everywhere we went, they said the person hasn't been used but about a year. And finally, we said, what happened to them? They said, oh, they just died. Okay.
Right.
It's not just that. They constantly use press board and all this stuff. As heavy as it is, they use press board. They put them in. One of my friends, she was had a chemical imbalance that she couldn't take, that formaldehyde that comes out of that press board.
Right.
And she was in a new apartment. Now the door, my eyes started stinging. I said, Daddy, you got to get out of this place. They put it, Jimmy Carter's old, you know, that make houses, they make press board, roofs, press board, everything in a zone where it floods.
So yeah,
I just thought I'd throw that out about the formaldehyde, too. I discovered that a long time ago. And they said they weren't putting it over there in those ones that they had for the FEMA people and Katrina. Oh, yes, they did. Lie, lie, lie,
yep.
lie, lie. Yeah. well, I guess that's enough, but I love corn. I mean, you know, I love it, but it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. They tested rats, and the rats would eat the rats that ate the corn flakes, they died, and the ones that just ate the box, they thrived. So you want to eat
that.
The box? Well, you were trying to figure out how to preserve it. Forget it, just forget it. But that's all I'll say right now. But I'm going to go and read. Yeah, this is so interesting about plants that can grow next to each other. That's wonderful. And I discovered one time too. I made this little man. You know how beginners look. And I made this old man a garden, a victory garden. They're doing them here. It really helps older people to get a new view of their backyard. And I am proud of Fort Worth for that. I discovered that you have to put, I think it was lime, in the ground before you plant all these here things like, cucumbers and things that run. Because, right. And I think even the tomatoes, because these boar worms come down from under the ground and they go, one day everything's alive, next day it's laying over dead. Is that right?
Mm.
Lime? Am I remembering it good?
I think we don't have to put up with those, thankfully.
We have everything that can bite you or eat what you got. Oh, my son said that he soaks his feet in Epsom salt, and he's got the cleanest, pinkest toes. And I tell people, that's what you need. I've heard, what's the other fellow there? Rick? He's talked about magnesium in the ground, too. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Epsom salt is, magnesium sulfate. And he said after he soaks his feet, he went out and he put it on his sunflowers in a pot, and ants had been eating them. And the sunflowers start growing like man. The ants went away. So
really?
I want to remind you that two uses: soak your feet and then dump it on your flowers. Other than that, I think I said enough. But this is very interesting. I want to find out about the plants that grow next to each other. It's a very good show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Have a great week.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye.
All right, okay. Anybody else waiting?
Yeah, we got two more. Glenn in Michigan on line 11.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you're here, sir.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I had just a couple comments on a couple calls that your recent callers called in on, and then a question about canning. As far as ants, I discovered a solution about 15 years ago here. This is Michigan. We get carpenters.
Okay.
We get those small browns, and we do get red ants somewhere sometimes.
Okay.
I use a mixture of about one part borax, 10 parts sugar, and about 20 parts of water. Mix it all up, and then I just put it in, like, jar lids and stuff near where I can see their trails. And you don't want to overdo the borax because you don't want to kill them immediately. And then what they do, over, I'd say, between 5 to 7 days, they'll take it back to their nest colony and kill the queen, and that's it. They're gone. I've been using this successfully now for about 10 years. It works great, you know.
All right, you said how many parts borax?
Yeah, let me reiterate. I use approximately, I mean, it's not a science here, but you can, if you use too much borax and the ants die before they leave and you're using too much borax, but one part borax, 10 parts sugar, and 20 to 30 parts water. Mix it up, put it in a jar, and then pour it into lids, and they will go for it like crazy, and they'll go back to the colony, and within 5 to 7 days, the whole, I mean, it'll kill the whole colonies off completely.
Now, does it affect bees, honeybees?
I have no idea. You know, where I'm at here, I don't have a lot of land, but I let the clovers grow. I don't fertilize the lawns out here, and I haven't seen a problem with that. So.
Okay.
Second point, before I ask the question. Your previous caller about mad cow and its spread, he's 100% right. It was a big issue 15 years ago, especially here in Michigan. Right. And they discovered that the they were feeding, you know, these cattle parts of flesh and everything else from other animals. And the deer would come in. And with the deer, they didn't call it mad cow disease. They called it chronic wasting disease.
Chronic wasting. Right.
Yes. And it is, I mean, the media and the press, they don't talk about it. It's really hush-hush. But it still exists big time. It exists in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Missouri. It exists in Colorado, Colorado with the, not the antelope, but the elk. So it's a, your caller was spot on it and the reasons for it.
Right. Well, here in Missouri, we do have a problem with it. In fact, they have places where if you've got one that you, a deer that you think had it, you shoot a sick deer, you can take them in and they'll test for it.
Yeah, what they
and,
do here is
sometimes
they,
they'll give you another deer tag.
Yeah, they cut the heads off of them and then test them because it's primarily in the brain area.
Right.
The DNR here.
Brain and spinal cord.
Exactly. The DNR here, I'm driving down the road about four, I mean, the expressway about 4 or 5 years ago, when I'm looking at these deer, you know, roadkill ones, and their heads are cut off.
Mm-hmm.
The DNR was coming by and just cutting their heads off to examine them, you know.
Right.
All right. Off subject on that, I do refrigerator pickles out of my garden all the time. I do jukes, Hungarians, and, you know, green tomatoes. And the last 6-7 months in my fridge, anytime I've tried to can any of those, you know, pressure cook them or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how to keep them crunchy. Do you have a way to tell me how to keep them crunchy if you pressure cook them
because I can't do it either. I've tried.
Yeah, the reason is that they take too much room up in my fridge, you know?
Yeah. Do what we did. Get another fridge.
Okay.
You can buy me as cheap, but at least here you can.
I called in for you to make me spend some money, huh?
If you go to our website on Facebook, Rural Survival Show, there is a link for a free canning workshop that you can sign up for. I posted this in February, so you could go to the site and see if they're still doing it. If not, you might be able to ask that question to them to see if they have the answer for you.
Yeah, the curiosity I have, I mean, you know, you buy the store-bought ones, and they're canned and everything, and they last forever, and they're still crunchy. So they must be used, they must be adding some type of chemical in there, my guess.
It's possible. I mean, how else do classic pickles keep their pickles crisp? You know, you bite into them, they're crisp. I don't know. But the website that it'll send you to is, let's see, schooloftraditionalskills.com.
Okay.
So if you go there, maybe they can answer that question for you.
I will check that out. Other than that, if you have another caller, I'll let you go.
I do.
Do we, Lori?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, and you guys
thank
have
you
a nice
for your call, buddy.
Weekend.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Glenn. You have a great week. Okay, we're going to go to Jean.
Yes, hello, y'all. Hello, y'all.
Hey.
Yes, my favorite caller is Tom from Utah. Tom, I love you. Keep on trucking. And also, I met a gentleman years ago. I wish I got his name. He was talking to me. I was doing the magazines in the store, and he just kept talking and talking. He was talking about corn gluten. Now, him and some buddies came up with it. Like, for it was either a fertilizer or a herbicide. And I wish today what I knew his name was. And now that I think about it, that guy knew what he was talking about, because I've seen this stuff for sale. And then about the prions, I heard about that, probably 20 years ago on Coast to Coast. They had people talking about it. They call it, you know, mad cow disease. They were talking about it in the sheep. And I've seen lists of stuff that they give poor cows. It is pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
And what they get put in dog food. And chickens do eat other things, because I was watch one years ago swallow a mouse whole. So chickens are not just vegetarians.
No, they're not.
Like to know why God made soy if it's supposed to have estrogen in it. So I don't understand it, why God made soy. What is it for? If it interferes with our estrogen stuff. So you don't know what to believe out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't know.
Because soy is all growing around here. I mean, people have soy right and left, and you can bet it's genetically modified. And the corn is genetically modified. That's why the animals, I mean, the other creatures won't eat it because of what they're putting in it. Because I don't like it anyway because it's a starch, you know.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, and I bet 99% of the corn is probably genetically modified, and so is the rain. So whatever. But I love y'all all. Right, Tom, I love you too, and y'all take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Steve.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our last break. We don't have any more time for callers. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. As I said before the break, we don't have time for any more calls, but I would like to thank all of our listeners and our callers for both tuning in and giving us a shout and for a lot of great advice today.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Ori, the funny thing is, we learn as much from the callers as they learn from us. You know that?
Oh, absolutely. I never said I was.
Yeah,
the one
I think it's great.
Rocking the garden. Yeah.
Yeah, I love this job.
Okay. Well, this is the part where we do our last minute thoughts. So let's see. Hopefully, everybody has learned something new today. If not, then maybe we refreshed your memory on quite a few things. I did want to point out that, let me pull it up here again. We do have another book listed on our Facebook page. It's 28 Years of Natural Plant-Based Healing in One Book. It's plantsandremedies.com is the website. But it is a book that, like I said, 28 years of natural plants. But
you got that
remedies. No, that's one I haven't ordered yet. It's one that I found recently, and I posted it on our Facebook page. But it sounds like it ought to be a good one. So, again, also I put on there, just recently I put on that, yes, you can grow citrus indoors. It is possible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's a link there, too. Just remember that when you're planting your garden stuff in plastic containers that it's made for food items because you don't want to get that taste of that plastic into your foods that's not made for food, that's safe for food. So do the same thing with your citrus trees if you're going to grow them inside.
Yeah, and figure out a place to put the beehive to pollinate them inside your house.
But most people, we live on a farm, so we have flies in the house. So, you know, as much as I try and don't want them in the house, they're here. But they'll pollinate too, believe it or not, you know, just laying on something, you know. But anyway, I know that's true because I've had plants pollinate here in my windowsill. When we had quite a few flies. But, I just want to, again, thank our listeners and our callers for tuning in. I also want to ask everybody to please remember the men and women in uniform and their families. Please remember the elderly. If you have any elderly living around you that might need help with something, reach out and give them a hand. Anything for you, dear?
Yeah, real quick, folks, we have plenty of our mosquito netting mask in stock. All orders that are placed this weekend will be shipped Monday for those of you that have ordered. Go to ruralsurvival.life, ruralsurvival.life, upper left-hand corner. You'll see a link to the mask. They're fairly cheap at $14.95 each. Take a look. We think you'll like them. You can comply in comfort. And that's it for today, folks. Same time, same channel next week. And may God bless America. Thank you and bye-bye.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.